Imagine that you're about to board a plane to take a trip. Not a long one, about 50 minutes, give or take a few. Long enough for you to order a coffee or an adult beverage. Your captain is a grade school four-square champion and an all-star at UNO. Hailing from Salina, Kansas, and residing in Southeast Texas, he will give you his thoughts on music, family, and adventures in life. So sit back and get comfortable. The seatbelt sign is always off. Welcome aboard Flight 785.
Flight 785 in the house once again for another week. I am back. He is I and I am him. My name is Kenyan, aka Dutch Chocolate. You know how I get down, guys. You know how I get down. Dutch Chocolate. Guys, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. This is the show where I grab a couple news topics and I chop it up. And guys, guess what? I have a new, well, not really new, but I have a guest host. He works in the financial services industry. His name is Sean Jones. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing very well. Returning guest.
A returning guest, guys. A returning guest. Currently, Carrie has been placed on administrative leave. I really don't want to get too bad or too far into it. I just slipped, didn't I? I don't want to get too far into what happened, but she has been placed on administrative leave. Pending a review, we'll see if she will be back in 2 weeks or so.
She is on a flight, but not this one.
Yes, yes. She is on a flight, but she's on some administrative leave, taking care of some things. So we are going to roll without her, but it is all good, guys. Settle in. And check me out on my socials, Flight 785. It is just that easy on Instagram or on Snapchat. I do hang out on Snapchat every now and again, but Snapchat and Instagram. Or shoot me a note, flight785podcast@gmail.com. And you can also review the show if you'd like. You know, no pressure. No pressure at all. We are easy like Sunday morning. We are here at Cedar Crest South here in Southeast Texas. It is a good look. Current time, 7:10 p.m. on April 2nd, 2023. And always, as I always say at the very beginning of the show, I have what you call diplomatic immunity, guys. Don't get upset. I may say some things that may ruffle some feathers, but this podcast is only for entertainment purposes only. Sean, only entertainment purposes. Can you dig it, Sean?
I can dig it, and I'll preface my comments with, don't take anything personally.
Okay, you know what, Sean? We can't go there, okay? You can't, at the very beginning of the show, tell people not to take, you know, what you have to say personally, okay? You can't do that. I am the only one on this show that has diplomatic immunity, guys. I am the only one.
Well, then indict me.
You know what?
Catch me outside. How about that?
We're going to keep moving. We are going to keep moving. Guys, we always talk about what we have been watching. What have you been watching, Sean? I will defer to you. What have you been watching?
Sure. Yeah, so I've been watching a show on Netflix called Yankee.
Yankee. And please, what is that about? Not to get too specific, but just specific enough. What is Yankee about?
Sure. So Yankee is a 25-episode show on Netflix. If you enjoy things like Narcos, anything that has to do with cartels, things like that, that interests you, it's a very good watch. It is about a gringo, a white man who lives in Arizona, who gets caught up with the drug cartels. And he ends up going down and helping them improve some processes and systems.
Some of their processes and systems,
right,
if you will.
That's right. It's a good watch.
I see.
It's a good drama.
I will have to check it out. Guys, I usually only watch educational stuff. Usually I keep my television.
Oh, this is quite educational.
Well, I keep my television on PBS. I usually keep it there. That's usually what I keep it at. So I may have to deviate and check it out on Netflix. I'll have to borrow someone's password so I could download this television show, this program, if you will. Do they call them programs now or what?
They call them programs.
Oh, they don't call them programs. Well, I digress.
Oh, one more.
Yes.
Last night went and saw John Wick 4.
John Wick. That's rated G, is it not? Or what is it rated?
That is definitely rated R.
Okay, I see. So you can't take the children to see Jonathan Wick then?
Absolutely not.
So how was it on a scale of 1 through 5, 5 being the highest, what would you rate John Wick?
Overall, I love the series, but I'm going to give the fourth movie a 3.8 out of 5.
A 3.8 out of 5. I see. Will there be another John Wick? Without giving it away.
I can't spoil it.
You can't spoil it. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to check out John Wick. I've got a friend that gets his movies. He says that he gets them on the boot, as in bootleg, but I don't endorse that. I believe in keeping the economy running, so I will be spending my money going to go see it, along with the $50 popcorn and $25 Coca-Colas that they do at the movie theater. It's downright ridiculous, guys. Just downright ridiculous. But I digress. So, guys, at the very top of the show, I always like to give you guys the flight plan of what we were going to be talking about. And so we are going to talk about something that happened at one of the Final Four concerts that they have here in Houston. Got the big Final Four tournament coming up, where it actually has already started. The national championship is tomorrow. And so we have something that happened there. We're also going to talk about a coworker that had a small issue in her office. And then we are also going to get in, a little bit of things of, how should I put this? A police standoff in Amazon. And we'll also talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs fan, Chiefaholic. Along with the final segment, which is Abby Is Not Right, which I do enjoy. I do enjoy a good advice column. Sean, have many people came to you and asked for your advice?
People ask for my advice all the time, and I suspect that many of you will after this episode as well. You can hit me up on Instagram. It's at JWACEO.
JWACEO. Fantastic. Fantastic. And you know what? It's a good look. It is a good look. I've been on his page. It's good stuff, guys. Check it out. And you did get married not too long ago. What was it, last week or so?
I did.
You did. Well, congratulations. Congratulations on getting married.
Thank you.
You know, as they say, the first 50 years is always the hardest. That's what they say. That's what they say about marriage. The first 50 years is always the hardest, but I digress. So here we go. A man has been arrested for pretending to be law enforcement to gain entry into the Final Four Fest concert on Friday.
Oh, hell no.
Yes. His name was Travion Lil Darius Stevenson. Yes, I'll say that again. His name was Travion Little Darius Stevenson.
Oh, hell no.
Yes. Now, let me tell you what this gentleman did, Sean. Let me tell you what Little Tavarius did. It's very interesting of what he did. But what he did was, court documents said that on Friday, he allegedly wore a police K-9 vest and identified himself to event security, identifying himself as a police officer for the purpose of getting into a live music event associated with the Final Four college basketball weekend. So, Houston's own Megan Thee Stallion was a headliner for the NCAA March Madness Music Festival at Discovery Greed earlier this year. And so Megan Thee Stallion was there. And so, yes, he tried to get in, and we all know how that went, right? So the guy shows up. He tries to identify himself as a police officer in order to get in. You have to have credentials. When you go into places like that, even if you are a police officer, you still have to show some sort of credentialing. You can't just walk in and say, hey, I'm a police officer. So needless to say, he is in the jail. So Lil Darius, my good friend Khaled, has something to tell you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
He played himself, Sean. He played himself. Little Darius was trying to get in there to see Megan Thee Stallion, and he played himself. What say you, Sean?
Real question is Little Darius his given middle name, or was that what he told the police his name was when they asked him?
Well, I don't know. Rick James, what do you think?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. You know what? I couldn't tell you. I really could not tell you, but we will move on. We have to move on. So here's the next one I found. So this lady says, I've been calling my coworker by the wrong name for 2 years.
Oh, hell no.
Yes. Starting a new job is exciting, but it can also be extremely daunting when you try to find your feet and settle in. Would you agree with that, Sean?
Sure.
Okay, fantastic. Work with me here. Work with me. So, and one of the biggest stresses can be trying to remember all your coworkers' names, right? So that's exactly what one woman struggled with when starting her new job 2 years ago. And she's only now realizing she made an awful mistake on her first day. Taking to Reddit to share her embarrassment, the woman admitted she just realized that she's been calling her coworker by the wrong name for 2 years. The woman explained that she even introduced all new staff members to the coworker in question as Jim, causing even more people to go along with her mistake. It wasn't until an older colleague casually asked her, why do you call him Jim? And then the woman realized her error. The woman says on Reddit, he even responds when I call him Jim. He never corrected me for 2 years. I've introduced 5 coworkers to him as Jim about a year and a half ago. I didn't realize my mistake until a fellow older coworker asked me, why does everyone call him Jim? I said, isn't that his name? And the older coworker says, no, it's Tim. Is there an inside joke I don't know about? This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. After a small panic, she decided to be honest with him about the matter. Thankfully, her colleague was simply grateful to finally understand why everyone had been calling him by the wrong name. She continued, I confronted him about it. I said, hey, Tim, I'm so sorry I've been calling you Jim this entire time. I just found out your name was Tim yesterday.
Oh, hell no.
He didn't really care. I hope I wasn't the one that started the whole Jim thing. While most users couldn't help but laugh at her mistake, others shared stories of their own mix-ups and how they managed to resolve them. So, Sean, let me ask you this. If you had been calling someone by the wrong name for 2 years, right, and then you finally realized that you had been, it had been a mistake, how would you have rectified the situation? Would you have continued to call this gentleman Jim after, you know, another coworker said, no, his name is Tim? Or would have you have went to apologize? What would you have done?
I might look for a new job because sometimes people take these things a little too personally.
Right.
And I'm the type of guy who likes to be nice to the other kids in school or at the workplace. You know what I mean?
I see.
Don't want to cause any problems.
Yeah, but this is a job that you enjoy. This is a job that you enjoy. You've just been calling the coworker wrong. And my question is, why did the coworker go along with this? Why did he go along with this?
So this happens more often than people realize, but typically I think they go with it.
Okay.
Just because they don't want to cause any problems. It's non-confrontational people. They're like, you know, it's close enough. They don't really mind it. And they just keep going along with it. I don't know.
Right,
I don't
right.
know what to tell you.
Okay, so if someone started calling you Tom and your name was Sean, you would just go along with
no,
it?
No, I correct her right away. I love okay. confrontation.
I see. You know what? You know what? This is ridiculous. So no one, you would definitely, but yes.
Here's the problem.
Though. Yes, what is the problem?
Sometimes this happens, but typically it only happens for a couple of days because employees have name tags.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
They got name tags. You got to email people, text people. How do you not see the name change in communication?
You know what? I have no idea. But what I came up with a wonderful idea when I was reading this story. I'm thinking, you know, I work from home. But what I'm thinking is I'm going to start calling my coworkers by the wrong names. Okay? That's what I think I'm going to start doing.
Someone's going to find your IP address.
Starting tomorrow. You know what? Starting tomorrow, I'm going to start calling people by the wrong names. Even if someone's name is, I don't know what their name is. Whatever their name is, I'm going to call them by the wrong name and see how long I can get away with it, Sean. What do you think?
I think you'll get away with it longer than you think you will.
You know what? Diplomatic immunity. Well, fantastic. Fan-freaking-tastic. Calling people the wrong name. I think I have a new thing that I'm going to do. But I digress. We need to move on. We need to move on. So let's talk about police standoffs. Sean, have you ever been in a police standoff? Have you ever seen one? You know, with all the police, right? You know, with all the police officers running around and they have all their guns out and all that stuff. Have you ever seen that?
Not in person. Not personally, no.
So let me tell you what happened. An Amazon driver has gone viral for his exceptional and dangerous delivery skills. A recent video posted to TikTok shows the driver pulling up to a cul-de-sac swarmed by police vehicles and walking through armed officers to drop off a package. Amazon is hard at work, is what the person that recorded the video said. In the midst of the standoff, he's going to deliver his package. The video posted March 18th. The Amazon worker is seen toting a small box up to the driveway where the apparent standoff is taking place, taking officers by surprise. As soon as they see him, they tell him to stop and they take the package off his hands before he calmly walks back to his car after taking a quick picture of the scene. More than half a dozen Raleigh, North Carolina police cars were visible at the scene where the drop-off was made. The circumstances surrounding the standoff are unclear. So if you imagine, okay, you are at a police standoff, you're a police officer, police all over, and an Amazon driver just pulls up calmly in his vehicle, pulls out a package and starts walking up there, up the walk to deliver this package. The police come in, stop the guy, and he has to take a picture. You know, Amazon, they have to take that picture, right? Just to prove that it was dropped off. Amazon is on their job. What say you, Sean?
Let me keep it real. That guy needs a raise.
He needs a raise.
Jeff needs to give him a raise. Mr. Bezos needs to give him a raise.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's on a time schedule.
All right.
They got a scheduled route. They got to drop off all the packages. They got to prove that they dropped him off.
Yes.
You know, and he's not going to let the police department slow him down.
He's not going to let a police standoff slow him down at all. It's not happening at all. And, you know, shout out to Amazon. You know, they come through. You know, they come through. I just had some things delivered at the house. They overnighted it. Well, it came the next day. And it was right there. It hit my iPhone 14 Pro Max and my packages were there. So shout out to Amazon. But we shall move on, Sean, shall we? Fantastic. So here's what happened, guys. About 2 or 3 months ago, there was actually in December, there is a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and his name is Chiefsaholic, and he runs around at the Kansas City Chiefs games wearing a wolf mask. Okay, you following so far? So this gentleman, Sean, he actually was coming to Houston for the Chiefs versus the Texans game, and on his travels, you know, he was driving. On his travels, he went through Oklahoma, and he, wait for it, he robbed a bank.
Catch me outside. About that.
Ended up getting caught, right? Ended up getting caught, and, you know, through some internet sleuthing, you know, this gentleman obviously did not make it to the game. And so they found out who he was. He was in jail. He got caught, and his name is Chiefaholic. So that happened in December. All right. So fast forward to now. So let me preface this by saying, when I did the story on Missouri and the Kansas City Chiefs, someone told me, you know, people from Missouri are going to be upset with you. You're always dogging Missouri. People are going to be upset with you. And so what I decided to do was I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to give a public apology to folks from Missouri. I am not going to talk bad about Missouri. I'm just going to shoot it straight, right down the middle, right, Sean? Right down the middle, fair and balanced, allegedly. Okay, I'm going to be right down the middle with this story. So let's talk about Chiefaholic, Sean. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
The Kansas City Chiefs superfan, who identified himself as Chiefaholic, faces a new legal trouble. More than three months after his arrest for allegedly bank robbing, right? So according to court filings, Chiefaholic's real name is Xavier Badudar. He is accused of removing now his ankle monitor and skipping a court hearing on Monday, according to the Tulsa County District Attorney's Office. So this gentleman was, I guess, you know, placed on bail or whatever, and they gave him an ankle monitor, and this gentleman just took off his ankle monitor. Okay. This gentleman is nowhere to be found. He took off his ankle monitor and he is a Kansas City Chiefs fan from Missouri. Oh, no. This is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. Why is this banjo music playing? I'm trying to figure out why this banjo music is playing. Guys, I have an engineer. His name is Jackson. He controls all the sound drops that happen on this show. I don't understand why he's playing banjo music when I'm talking about the state of Missouri. So this gentleman, Chiefaholics, this Kansas City Chiefs fan, has decided to take his ankle monitor off, and he is gone. And he is a Missouri person. Sean, what say you?
Well,
what say you about people from Missouri?
Firstly,
yes,
I believe I read this wasn't the first bank that he robbed. I think he traveled around the country to NFL games, and wherever he stopped on the way, he robbed a bank and then made it to the game, I believe.
Right.
So wouldn't it be ironic if he showed back up next NFL season?
Yes.
To the game.
Yes, to the game. He'd show up to the game with his mask on.
That's right. After robbing another bank.
With his mask on. Guys, I don't understand it, but that is Missouri for you. And, you know, some quick facts about Missouri, guys. I am going to give Missouri love. In Missouri, do you know that it is illegal to drive with an uncaged bear? Did you know that? Oh, no. Jackson, shut this off. Shut this banjo music off. I said that I was going to shoot it straight down the middle. This is ridiculous. And also in Missouri, it's illegal to honk your horn. Sean, it is illegal to honk your horn in Missouri.
Because you might scare the horses.
That's true. And, you know, clotheslines are also forbidden in Columbia, Missouri. But hanging your clothes on a fence post is okay. And allegedly taking your sister to prom is okay, too. This is ridiculous. You know what, Jackson? Jackson, you're about to get put on administrative leave. This is ridiculous. You know what? Guys, I apologize. I apologize for saying these things. Diplomatic immunity, get mad if you want. Okay? Right, Sean? Diplomatic immunity, they can get mad if they want. I said what I said. But I digress. We need to move on. We need to move on to the last segment of the show, which is Abby is Not Right.
This is my favorite one.
You know, it is my favorite also. This is where I grab, you know, one of the advice columns, and we chop it up to see if Abby is or is not right, Sean. So do you have it? Do you have what I'm talking about? Are you tracking what I'm saying?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. But first of all, Vanessa, where are we at?
You're on board flight 785.
Thank you, Vanessa. All right, here we go. So, dearest Abigail, my husband and I met our neighbor, Maggie, one day when she was out walking her dog. She has since befriended me. You know, she's befriended her, you know, on the street. You know, she sees me on the street all the time, and we walk. You know, we walk through the neighborhood, you know, once a week around. She's 68. She's been unsuccessfully looking for a job for 3 years, and she has financial difficulties. So the woman says, I've given Maggie advice on job searches. Very nice. But here's the wrinkle. It says, I have noticed that she has taken pictures with me in them and pictures of the front of our house. I recently came home late and she seemed to be lurking near the front door of our house.
Oh, hell no.
She has also asked about our alarm system and when we'll be out of town.
Oh, hell no.
It's starting to freak me out. How do I unload this person and determine whether she is just troubled or dangerous? Wow. Wow. Let's see what Abby has to say. Abby says, start being less available for those walks. Vary your schedule so she won't run into you as often. Use your alarm system religiously and install cameras in your home. In light of the crime situation in many communities, this is prudent, regardless of your concern about this neighbor who may be harmless, but whose behavior seems odd. So, Sean, do you think that that is good advice that Abby gave the reader?
Yes. If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it ain't a damn mongoose.
Okay. You know what? You know what? That's a great analogy.
Catch me outside. How about that?
So if a neighbor did that to you, what would you do, Sean? I'd like to know what you would do.
What I would do?
Yes. What would you do? And remember, violence is never the answer.
Well, I would certainly take...
Say it was a man. A 68-year-old man.
I would certainly take Abby's advice.
So alarms and cameras and all that.
Yes, along with a shotgun.
Along with a shotgun. That's what you would do.
And I would make it very clear.
Yes.
I would just, you know, possibly, I don't want to use the word brandish.
But, right.
But I would make sure he knew I was armed.
He knew you were armed.
And the house was secured with firearms.
I see. That's what you would do.
Absolutely.
Okay. I understand completely. Now, let me tell you what I would do. All right. You have to do this diplomatically, Sean. You have to be very diplomatic on what you do and how you do it. Okay. You understand? Mm. Okay. So what I would do is as soon as the lady or the man, I'll say the man, was I found them creeping outside of my house, right? What I would do is I would pull up to them, all right? And then I'd say, what's going on, okay? I'd say, hey, you know, what's going on? And I'd ask them what's going on. And, you know, if they came up with a good excuse, that'd be fine. But then the next time if they did that, okay, they probably would get pistol whipped.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Diplomatic immunity, okay? Don't come creeping around my house, okay? Don't come creeping around my house asking me if I am going to be out of town, when I'm going to be out of town. Homie, don't play that, okay? Someone is getting these hands, okay? I'm not that diplomatic guy that's going to sit around and be creeped out about this. And why would I install cameras, you know?
Well, they should have already been installed.
Right,
in this
right.
day and age.
Well, you know what they say. What do you tell somebody that's, you know what? I'm not even going to say. But I digress, Sean. I digress. This person is creeping this lady out. So that's exactly what I would say. I would say, you know what? You need a pistol whipped him. Nothing like a good pistol whipping.
At 68, she only has to deal with it for a few more years.
You know? Wait a minute.
You're on board flight 785.
She only has to deal with it for a few more years at 68?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a male, the average mortality.
This sounds like ageism.
We're almost done.
Okay, you know what? We're running out of time, guys. We are running out of time. I'm going to shut this thing down right now. Shaw, do you have any final thoughts? Any final thoughts?
I thought I saw one more story across the news desk that I thought was very interesting.
You did. What story was that?
The political female friend story.
The political female friend story. You know what? We're out of time. We are out of time. I can't get into that right now because, you know what? Let's go into it. Are you ready? You know what? We're going to do it. We're going to go into it. Here we go. Here's another Dearest Abigail. Here it goes. Dear Abby, I just found out my husband and our female friend of 18 months, right, have been texting each other.
Oh, my.
George Sakai, what are you doing here? Allegedly, according to my husband, it's about politics. My husband and I don't share the same political views. He says he has nobody to talk to about politics. I just don't understand why he doesn't talk about politics with his male friends. Let me reset that. I just don't understand why he doesn't talk about politics with his male friends. I find it suspicious that neither my husband nor this friend ever mentioned they were communicating with each other. I think he is going outside of our marriage, seeking validation from another woman. When I said it, he called me crazy. Immature and insanely jealous. I'm not. If you ask me, it does sound like she's crazy, insecure and immature. But you know what? I digress. I think he's endangering our marriage because things can start innocently and he's seeking something I can't give him. He knew my political affiliation before we were married. Our marriage barely survived the last presidential election. Now this, can I have some advice, please? Okay, that's what she's saying, Sean. That is what she's saying. I think he's endangering our marriage. So should we see what Abby has to say?
Sure.
Abby says, you're not crazy, immature, or jealous.
Alternative facts.
Oh, Kellyanne. What's Kellyanne Conway doing here? You're not crazy, immature, or jealous.
Alternative
alternative facts.
Yeah, those are alternative facts. You are a wife who is worried about her marriage and thinking it is in jeopardy. If the three of you socialize together and the subject of politics comes up, engage with them diplomatically without allowing the conversation to degenerate into an argument, and suggest your husband privately that since the texts are only political in nature, you would like to be able to look at them occasionally.
Alternative facts.
That is alternative facts.
That ain't happening.
It's not happening. So, Sean, what would you tell this woman? What would you tell this woman?
So here's the deal.
Yes.
This is my personal belief. You don't have to believe this.
Okay.
But I think it'd be wise if you did.
Okay. All right.
Given the 50% divorce rate in the country, which many people think is much higher.
Yes.
If you do not agree politically with your spouse,
yes,
it's not going to work long term, especially in the political climate that we're in now, where these elections, not that they didn't matter in the past, but now it seems seemingly they matter a lot.
Right.
And I don't believe that you can be married to someone who has a different political beliefs than you. I think it's impossible right now. And you know, the top reasons for divorce are, you know, obviously everyone knows money.
Right.
Infidelity.
Yes.
And politics.
So okay. They're already married. So are you telling me that this gentleman basically needs to call house hunters? Is that what you're telling me? I need you to be very specific here.
Yeah. So
I need you to be very specific here.
They shouldn't have got married in the first place, but we can't fix that.
You can't unring that bell.
Right. So at this point,
yes,
you know, it is going to turn into more. It just is, because.
Yes. But here's the issue.
Look, I'm just going to put this out there. Okay. They're from Florida. So I can imagine what his political affiliation is, and I can imagine what hers is. And it's not going to work, because when you're in a relationship, you need someone to be able to relate to talk to about the things that interest you. And you need a partner in crime. And if you're not on the same wave politically, then that's a recipe for disaster. So at this point,
right,
I think the three-way discussions is a great idea.
Right.
And I think that the husband and the friend need to sway her to the other side.
Okay.
And if she can't move to the other
side,
there's going to be a problem.
This podcast is starting to feel a little political. We don't do too much politics, but whenever I have a disagreement with my lady friend regarding politics, you know what I tell her?
This guy's a basketball!
You know what? That's what I say. Okay? You know, it happens all the time, right? She'll say, you know, can you do the dishes? And, you know, sometimes I get to it, sometimes I don't. So when she comes...
That has nothing to do with politics.
Well, let me finish. When she comes in and she says, hey, why are the dishes done? You said you're going to do the dishes. You know what I tell her?
This guy's a basketball!
That's what I tell her, okay? When she says something political regarding something and it's something that I disagree with, I tell her I disagree, but...
This guy's a basketball!
What do you think, Sean? What do you think?
I think
yes.
The wife...
Okay, you know what?
Should move to California.
Okay, you know what? You know what? This is ridiculous. I don't know what you mean by that. I have no idea what you mean by that. Not at all. But I digress. Sean, we are running out of time. Do you have any final thoughts, Sean? Any final thoughts for us today?
I would just like to say that I did just get married.
Yes, you did.
And we certainly made sure we were on the same page politically before we entered it.
You did.
Yes.
Fan-freaking-tastic. Guys, we are going to see you in 2 weeks. Hopefully, Carrie will be off administrative leave. But if she is not, oh well. We are still going to keep this thing rolling. Blue skies and a tailwind. We love y'all.
You're on board Flight 785.
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.